Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Friday, January 19th. We're just a few days away from the Republican primary in New Hampshire, and in a CNN town hall last night, Nikki Haley ramped up her criticism of frontrunner former President Donald Trump, drawing similarities between him and President Joe Biden.
Right now, do we really want to have two 80-year-olds running for president when we've got a country in disarray and a world on fire?
But the former president hit back at Haley last night, telling Fox News that she's weak.
She would not be able to handle that position. She would not be able to handle the onslaught.
Haley, Trump, and Ron DeSantis are all in New Hampshire campaigning today. And as the race heats up, DeSantis told the conservative talk show host Hugh Hewitt he has enough money and staff to stay in the race through to the end of March.
I don't want to be VP. I don't want to be in the cabinet. I don't want a TV show. I'm in it to win it.
Resolutions to the conflict in the Middle East have suffered some major blows this week, with Palestinians warning that the entire region is, quote, on the verge of a volcanic eruption. President Biden conceded yesterday that U.S. strikes against the Iranian-backed Houthis are not deterring their attacks in the Red Sea. That's as Israel's prime minister dismissed the idea of creating a Palestinian state, saying it would clash with Israel's security, which brings him in conflict with President Biden. Meanwhile, CNN has found that Israeli forces in Gaza are removing bodies from graveyards, as CNN's Jeremy Dimon tells us.
Tombs opened at a cemetery in Khan Yunis this week, bodies removed from their graves. In a statement, the Israeli military acknowledged exhuming bodies from the cemetery as part of its search for the bodies of Israeli hostages. An IDF spokesman could not account for the damage to the 16 cemeteries identified by CNN, but said that in some cases there is no other choice.
The Israeli military provided a photo of what it says is a Hamas rocket launcher at a cemetery in Gaza, but CNN could not independently verify where the photo was taken. The Uvalde County Sheriff has responded to a report that says law enforcement failed in their response to the 2022 Robb Elementary School shooting.
I got there 16 minutes later. I entrusted in the man with the gold badge.
That man he's talking about is the school district's police chief, who was fired in the wake of the massacre that killed 19 children and two teachers. The Justice Department says officers could have stopped the shooter sooner if they had responded differently, and U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says lives could have been saved if they hadn't waited 77 minutes to confront him. Sheriff Ruben Nolasco says he still needs to review the DOJ report, but says the criticism leveled against him is all false. He's currently running for re-election, but does he still have the support of the Uvalde community?
Wait and see what the voters say. They have the last word.
Ukraine probably won't be getting any more U.S. aid before the November elections. That's the grim realization setting in at the White House, as President Biden continues to push Congress to approve a $60 billion funding request. Biden says he thinks the majority of Congress supports sending more aid to Ukraine, but House Speaker Mike Johnson says he doesn't think there is a clear enough strategy for where it's going.
Sir, you have to articulate what the strategy is. What is the end game?
And Ukraine's hopes of getting any future aid could be dashed completely if Trump gets back into the White House. Are you fed up with the cold? Well, there's a big weather change coming this week. That's next. If you're sick of the cold, you might not have to be dealing with it for much longer. The Climate Prediction Center says a dramatic weather pattern change is coming next week, bringing above average temperatures for the majority of the country. The most drastic shift will be seen in the central and eastern US, where parts of the plains and Midwest will flip from temperatures around 30 to 40 degrees below average last Sunday to 10 to 20 degrees above normal by Wednesday. That's all for now. Our next episode is at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.